From the Upper West Side, Tell Me a Mitzi, written by Laurie Siegel and published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. Mitzi takes a taxi.
Tell me a story, said Martha.
Once upon a time, said her mother, there was a Mitzi. She had a mother and a father and a brother who was a baby. His name was Jacob. One morning Mitzi woke up. Jacob was in his crib asleep. Mitzi went and looked in her mother and father's room. They were asleep. Mitzi went back into the children's room, shook the crib and said,
Jacob, are you asleep?
Jacob said,
Da, 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 da.
Good, said Mitzi. What shall we do?
Let's go to Grandma and Grandpa's house, said Jacob.
Right, said Mitzi. Let's go. First make me my bottle, said Jacob. So Mitzi got Jacob's bottle, carried it into the kitchen and opened the refrigerator, and took out a carton of milk and opened it, took the top off Jacob's bottle and poured it in the milk and put the top back on and closed the carton and put it back in the refrigerator and closed the door and carried the bottle into the children's room, gave it to Jacob and said,
Let's go.
Jacob said, Change my diaper. So Mitzi climbed into Jacob's crib and took his pajamas off and took off his rubber pants and took the pins out of his diaper and climbed out of the crib and put the diaper in the diaper pail and took a fresh diaper and climbed into the crib and put the diaper on Jacob and put in the pins and put on a fresh pair of rubber pants. And Jacob said, Dress me. So Mitzi lifted Jacob out of the crib and put him on the floor, and she put on his shirt and his overalls and his socks. She put on his right shoe and his left shoe and his snowsuit and his mittens and tied his hat under his chin and said,
Now, let's go.
Jacob said, In your pajamas? When Mitzi had got on her shirt and her skirt and her socks and her shoes and put herself into her snowsuit and found her mittens and tied her hat under her chin, Jacob said, Now let's go. The doorman in the lobby helped Mitzi take the stroller down the steps, and Mitzi pushed Jacob to the corner of the street and called, Taxi! A taxi stopped, and the driver got out and came around to their side. He lifted Jacob out of the stroller and put him in the back seat, and lifted Mitzi and folded up the stroller and put it in the empty front seat and walked around to his side and got in and said, Where to?
Grandma and Grandpa's house, please, said Mitzi.
Where do they live? Asked the driver.
I don't know, said Mitzi.
So the driver got out and came around to the other side and took the stroller from the front seat and unfolded it on the sidewalk and took Jacob out and put him in the stroller and took Mitzi out and put her on the sidewalk and walked around to his side, got in, and drove away. Mitzi pushed Jacob back to the house. The doorman helped her get the stroller up the stairs, and he pushed the elevator button for them. They got out on their floor and went in their front door and into their room. Mitzi took Jacob out of the stroller and untied his hat and took off his mittens. She took off his snowsuit and his right shoe and his left shoe and his socks and his overalls and his shirt and put on his pajamas and lifted him into his crib. Then she undressed herself and put her pajamas on and got back into bed and covered herself up, and then the alarm clock rang in her mother and father's room. Mitzi's mother came into the children's room and said,
Good morning, Mitzi. And Mitzi said, Morning, Mommy.
And her mother said,
Good morning, Jacob.
And Jacob said,
Da, da, da.
Come to Mommy, Jacob, said his mother. I'll get you a nice bottle and change your diaper. And she took him out of the crib and she said, Mitzi, today can you be a really big girl and take off your own pajamas all by yourself?
You do it, said Mitzi. I'm exhausted.
Exhausted, are you? Said her mother. How come you're exhausted so early in the morning?
Because I am, said Mitzi.
Mommy, where do Grandma and Grandpa live?
6 West 77th Street, said her mother.
Why do you ask?
Because, said Mitzi.
Mitzi sneezes. Once upon a time, said her mother, There was a Mitzi, and she had a mother. One morning, Mitzi sneezed. Her mother said, "Mitzi, you've got a terrible cold." She took Mitzi's temperature and put her to bed and gave her two baby aspirins, and Mitzi said, "Tell me a story." "Later I will," said her mother. "Now I've got to see what's the matter with Jacob." Jacob was sitting on the floor crying, and his mother picked him up and said, "You feel hot, Jacob." She took his temperature and put him to bed and gave him a baby aspirin. Then she went out into the kitchen and brought Mitzi some orange juice in a glass and a bottle of orange juice for Jacob. "Now tell us a story," said Mitzi. "I've got to get you some lunch," said her mother. Mitzi's mother went into the kitchen and made a bowl of soup for Mitzi and one for Jacob. And when she brought them in, Mitzi said, "While we're having our lunch, tell us a story." "I will," said her mother, "only I've got to go and see who's at the door." Mitzi's mother went to the door, and it was Mitzi's father. "I've got a terrible cold," he said. "I've got a cold too," said Mitzi's mother. "I said it first," said Mitzi's father. "I've got it worst," said Mitzi's mother. "Where's the thermometer?" asked Mitzi's father. He took his temperature and said, "I'm going to bed. Get me an aspirin, please." Mitzi's mother got Mitzi's father the aspirin and brought him a glass of orange juice and some for Mitzi and some in a bottle for Jacob. Mitzi's father said he was hungry, so her mother went into the kitchen and made him a bowl of soup, and then she gave Mitzi and Jacob some more baby aspirin, and Mitzi said, "You said you would tell us a story." But Mitzi's mother said, "I'm going to bed." Jacob and Mitzi and their father sat up in their beds and said, "You can't! It's not your turn to be sick. Who would take our temperature and make us soup and tell us stories?" "I've got to go and see who's at the door," said her mother. Mitzi's mother went to open the door, and it was Mitzi's grandmother. She looked at Mitzi's mother and said, "You've got a terrible cold. Where's the thermometer?" Grandma took Mitzi's mother's temperature and put her to bed and gave her some aspirin. Then Grandma went into the kitchen and brought everybody some orange juice. For a snack, she made them cinnamon toast and noodle soup for supper. And she took their temperatures and gave them their aspirins and told them stories. And the next day, they were all better. Only Grandma sneezed. They took her temperature and put her to bed. Mitzi's mother got the aspirin and brought her a bowl of nice hot soup. And Mitzi's father made his special cinnamon toast. And Jacob took in the orange juice without spilling it. And Mitzi told her a story she made up all by herself. Mitzi's grandma said it was the best cold she ever had. Mitzi and the President. "Tell me a Mitzi," Martha said to her father. "Once upon a time," said her father, "there was a father, and he had a little girl called Mitzi, and she had a brother called Jacob, and they all went for a walk. Mitzi said, 'I'm hungry for some gum.' And Jacob said, 'Me too.' 'I want some.' 'Me too,' said Jacob, 'and I want a parade.' 'Well, I don't have one,' said his father. 'Look in your pocket,' said Mitzi. Mitzi's father looked in his left jacket pocket and in his right jacket pocket and in his breast pocket and in his two trouser pants. Nope, nothing. Besides, it's almost lunchtime and Jacob always swallows his. Anyhow, I don't like gum-chewing children. The sugar is bad for your teeth, and when that's gone, you don't want to chew it anymore. You don't even like chewing gum.' 'Yes, I do,' said Mitzi. 'So does Jacob.' So their father took them to buy chewing gum, but the chewing gum shop was closed. It had a notice up: 'Gone to the parade.' 'I want a parade.' 'Me too,' said Mitzi. 'Me too,' said Mitzi's father. There were a lot of people running, and Mitzi's father and Mitzi and Jacob ran, And there was the first motorcyclist going past. And behind him came two more motorcycles, one on the left and one on the right side of the street. And they went past, and behind them came two more motorcycles side by side. And behind them came a great open black car with one Secret Service man walking on the left and one walking on the right. Everyone said, "The President!" The President was waving to the people on the right and to the people on the left. And there were two aides, one sitting behind him and one sitting in back of him. And they drove past. Behind them came two motorcycles side by side and two more motorcycles, one on the right and one on the left side of the street. And then the last motorcyclist all by himself. And when he had gone past, Jacob said, "More!" "All gone," said his father. "Lunchtime." "More," said Jacob. "Don't yell," said his father. "There is no more." "It's gone, Jacob."
"Come back,"
yelled Jacob. "Okay, Jacob," said his father. "It's time you learned. You cannot always have what you want. Call them back. Go on. Yell." Yelled Jacob so loudly that the President turned his head. The President spoke to the aide at his side, who touched the shoulder of the driver in front, who stopped the car. The two Secret Service men stopped. The motorcycles in back stopped. The right Secret Service man ran forward to stop the motorcyclist in front, who hadn't noticed that everybody else had stopped. The President got out of the car, and so did the two aides, and they came walking over. "Did you call me?" asked the President.
"He did," said Mitzi. "He's my brother. His name is Jacob."
"Jacob. And what's your name?"
"Mitzi."
"Mitzi, is it?" said the President. Mitzi said,
"And this is my daddy."
"How do you do?" said Mitzi's father.
"Very well, thank you," said the President.
"Were you calling me, Jacob?"
"He meant the parade," Mitzi said. "He wanted to come back. He likes parades and things."
"Likes parades, does he?" said the President. "Is there any reason," the President asked the two aides, "why we should be going in that direction rather than in this direction?"
"One moment, sir," said one of the aides, and he ran over to talk to the two Secret Service men, and he ran back and said, "No reason, sir, why we should be going in either direction."
"Very well, then."
"I suppose," said the President, "you like chewing gum, do you?"
"Yes, please," said Mitzi, "and so does Jacob."
The President looked in his five pockets. "Do either of you happen to have any gum on you?" he asked the two aides. The two aides looked in their 10 pockets. The Secret Service men looked in their 10 pockets. The motorcyclists looked in their 50 pockets. All the people on the sidewalk looked in all of their pockets.
"Fantastic, sir," said one of the aides. 75 pockets in the presidential party alone. And no gum.
"Chewing gum, sir," somebody yelled. The driver of the presidential car had found a piece of gum in his left trouser pocket and handed it to the right Secret Service man, who handed it to one of the two aides, who handed it to the President, who broke it in half and gave one piece to Mitzi and the other piece to Jacob.
"Say thank you, Jacob," said Mitzi.
"Well," said the President, "I won't say goodbye. See you when I drive past again." And he and the two aides walked back to the presidential car and got in. The first motorcyclist made a U-turn, followed by the two motorcycles on either side of the street, followed by the two motorcycles side by side, followed by the presidential car.
"Goodbye," called the President, and waved as he drove by.
"Goodbye," yelled Jacob and Mitzi, and Jacob and their father waved to the President, and to the two aides, and to the two right and the left Secret Service men, and to the two motorcycles side by side, and to the motorcycle on the right side of the street, and to the one on the left, and to the last motorcyclist riding by himself. And when he had passed, Jacob said, "All gone."